So what's your bottom line right now in terms of the use of calcium, magnesium in a non-protocol situation? How do you think it should be utilized?
Well, I think the data are quite clear that it does not interfere with activity, so that should not be an issue. And I think it's also quite clear that it does lower cumulative and acute neurotoxicity. So I think it's very safe to use that, and I do not think that people who found it helpful before should be concerned about readopting it as a standard of care.
So do you use this preventively in your practice?
I do. I went back to using it all the time. I stopped for about 8-10 months while we were looking at the data.
And this is just routine in every patient or in general or adjuvant, metastatic?
Well, I think for metastatic, we've got the response data. If somebody really wants to be very, very much of a stickler, you can say that we really don't know if there's some effect in the adjuvant setting. So that would be perhaps a little bit more risky to give it in the adjuvant setting. But I really do not see how that's a real possibility. I mean, it would be prudent perhaps in that, if you were concerned about that, to wait till people start to get more neurotoxicity, or if they have symptoms of acute neurotoxicity that are bothersome, then give it once you see that it's more of a need than just to give it to everybody.
What about the issue of the type of neurotoxicity, the acute cold intolerance versus the longer-term peripheral neuropathy in calcium and magnesium?
I think that in the general experience that, you know, all of us see and can see much more easily with our own talking to patients, and the nurses are really convinced it's based on the acute neurotoxicity. I mean, people get much less of the cold-induced neurotoxicity, and this kind of trigeminal pain that many people report on is much less when you give calcium magnesium. But also from the North Central Group study, really looks like it decreases the cumulative neurotoxicity also. We didn't see that so much in the CONCEPT study, but one of the problems is that we truncated the study. I mean, 140 people were entered, but then everybody went off as soon as the DMC said close the study. So we really didn't have, a lot of them didn't have long enough follow-up for us to be able to make a judgment on the cumulative neurotoxicity.
Is there the opportunity, or does it make any sense to consider using oral magnesium or calcium?
Not really from the way the physiology works. I mean, it's got to be kind of a high dose that's going to get to the neurons. At the moment, the oxaliplatin is taking away the calcium. So it's not like a chronic injury where giving back some calcium and magnesium slowly with oral absorption would make a difference, I don't think.
And how effective is calcium magnesium in ameliorating neuropathy that's already present as opposed to preventing it?
I would think very little or none.
So it's not effective?
I don't think so.